We continue 10 lines up from the bottom in Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph at the next Mishnah. Yayin Esach Shenafal Abor. We actually have this Gemara. We have this mentioned earlier in the Gemara. If Yayin Esach falls into a pit, the pit is full with the heter wine, what do you do? Kulu Asar Behana. The whole thing becomes Nasar Behana. However, we have a different sheet of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer Yimacher Kulo Lovid Kochavim. You are allowed to sell the entire batch of wine to the idolater. In other words, it's not Asar Behana. Chutz Midmei Yayin Esach Shebo, except for the value of the Yayin Esach inside of the pit. So therefore, it's not Asar Behana. Only the Yayin Esach itself is Asar Behana, but not all of it. So that is the Machlokes mentioned in our Mishnah. And now this very short Gemara is going to have distinctions between, hey, this taruvas. Is the taruvas, what the din when the taruvas is wine mixed with wine, you're actually mixing the wines together, as opposed to maybe the halacha would be different if barrels get mixed up and you're just not sure which barrel is what. So Amar Rav. Rav comes along and says, halacha k'Rav Shimon ben Gamliel chavis b'chavios. Says Rav, when barrels of wine get mixed up, you're not sure whether it's a Yayin Esach barrel or a heter bottle. When the chavios gets mixed up, what you can do is we can be make like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, which is what you sell. You can sell all of them to an Ovid Kachavim. We're not going to sell it to another Jew, but we can sell it to an Ovid Kachavim, except for the value of the Yayin Esach. So what do we know of the value of the Yayin Esach? We know that one of those barrels is Yayin Esach. We just do not know which one. So what are you supposed to do? So Rashi says, what you do is you take one and you just dump it into the river, and we assume that that was the one that was Yayin Esach, and therefore you can sell the rest of them. So says Rav, when barrels get mixed together, we paskin like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel to be mekel, afalo yayin b'yayin. But if wine gets mixed up, forget it. That's a different story. Once wine gets mixed up, automatically it becomes asur b'hana, the whole entire vat of wine. Shmuel amar afilo yayin b'yayin. However, Shmuel says no. We paskin like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel even when the wine gets mixed up. V'chein amar together. V'chein amar Rabbi Bar Baruchan amar v'yochanan afilo yayin b'yayin. V'chein amar Rav Shmuel bar Nasan amar Rav Chanina afilo yayin b'yayin. V'chein amar Rav Nachman amar Rabbi Bar Avuha afilo yayin b'yayin. So you see, there are many traditions to paskin like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel l'kula even when wine gets mixed up together. So now how do we paskin? Amar Rav Nachman halacha l'maisa. So here we have a halacha lamaisa. It's always interesting when the few times in Shas where it says halacha or halacha lamaisa. So this is how the practical halacha is. Yayin esach, yayin b'yayin aser, chavis b'chavis mutter. This practically says when wine gets mixed together, we're going to say it's aser. But if barrels get mixed up, again, throw one out into the river. The rest of them are mutter to sell to another kachavim. How about stam yayin? You're not sure whether the yayin was nisuch or not, or the Ovid Kachavim was menasechet. Stam yayin afilu yayin b'yayin mutter. When it's stam yayin, even if wine gets mixed together, we're going to be mekel, and it will be mutter to use. Rashi says, to get hana from, I'm sorry, and not to drink from it. And Rashi also says, v'chein halacha, this is the halacha as well. So, short Gemara, but important idea about Yayin v'yayin versus chavis b'chavis, stam yayinim versus yayin esach, and how we paskin practically.